Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Hello, how are you on this second Friday of February? Ooh, y'all know y'all getting ready for Valentine's Day. Some of y'all got people you're going out to dinner with. Some of you all have people you're going out with. Some of y'all just going to be at home by yourself, loving on yourself. Now, that's what I call love. But for those of you that find time, make time, and know you should have time, find time to be in God's face telling him, would you be my Valentine? Mm-hmm. Don't forget God on Valentine's Day. Don't get so caught up in the flowers and the candy and all of that stuff. Give God his time for love. Yeah, that's the day we say we be celebrating love. So don't forget to love God. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about, loving God on Valentine's Day. So just remember, the V for Valentine don't just stand for Valentine. It stands for victory. Yes, for victory. And I thank God for the victory that he's been giving me and all of us that are standing in line to say, God, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for taking me back for the time that I was foolish enough to leave you. So this is your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and our speaker on tonight is our very own awesome, this man of God. I'm trying to figure out how to just put it in definition besides saying awesome. This man of God, Prophet Antoine Thomas, y'all get your Bibles, your pens, and your pencils ready to take down these notes. Get the paper, because you're going to have to write it down now unless you can do some fast typing and put it on your email or computer, whatever you want to do. But get ready to hear what God has put in his heart to share with us on this weekend that we're going to be talking about celebrating our loved one. But we know that we should be celebrating our first love first, which is Jesus Christ. I just thank God for that chance to know that he loved me first and to say back to him, God, I love you. What I'm going to do right now is check to see if the man of God is on the line with us, because I know that he's ministering to us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then Prophet is in your hands, so we're not going to prolong it and just go and let God use you to bless us on tonight.
All right, awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. I very much so appreciate that. I appreciate the opportunity, just another blog talk night for us to share with what God has laid on our hearts and our minds. Forgive the background. I ended up having to come into work a little earlier than expected. So we'll pull over in a few seconds, and we'll get into the word. But before we do, let's pray. Father, I give you praise, and I give you honor, and I give you glory. Father, not only for this day, But Father, just for this month and for this year, and Father, for the rest of our lives, I just bless you because you are placing us in divine and strategic order, Father, to manifest what your word has said about us. And so, Father, I pray that our hearts, our minds, our souls, our spirits, our actions, and our desires line up with your word concerning our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Father, I pray tonight that we have an ear to hear, a heart to receive, the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight, Father. Let no flesh glory in your sight, Father. We surrender everything to you. Whatever it is you want to say, whatever it is you want to do, Father, we simply submit to your will, O God, and whatever that may entail, we will submit everything to you. Father, I pray tonight that as this word goes over the airways, Father, let them not hear me, but let them hear you. Let them not see me, let them see you, O Father. And for that, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Father, bless everyone in the sound of my voice tonight, oh God, that they hear your word and hear it clearly, with clarity and precision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Tonight, again, I am grateful to God to just because of what God has been doing and what he's been sharing, what he's been showing. And if you don't feel the excitement in the air of what God is doing, I don't know what to tell you. Because I'm telling you, God is up to something. As my uncle would say, show as rich as grocery, God is up to something. And so we've got to make sure that we're prepared and that we're in line and we're in obedience to what God is saying, to what God is doing, and to what God is aligning in our lives, no matter what. Sometimes we're so concerned and trying to figure out what God is doing that we haven't put ourselves in the position of obedience. And so we want to make sure that we are lined up so that when God speaks, hallelujah, that we can act. Now, I'm going to admit to you tonight, because I want to be honest with you, I am a little unprepared. And the reason I'm unprepared, because I thought we were going to share one thing. And as I begin to drive and the Lord began to drop something on my heart, God changed what we would share tonight. So I don't have a lineage of notes like I would normally, and bullet points and things of that nature as I would normally have. Amen. So we're going to come off the cuff tonight, and we're going to share what the Lord just dropped on my heart, honestly, just minutes ago. Hallelujah. I begin to give God praise. Tonight, though, I do, if you have a Bible and you are you know, reading along with your Bible, I want to go to Exodus chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse number 2. Exodus chapter 4, and we will start at verse number 2. We're not doing Facebook Live right now, because as I said, I am on the road already. But we definitely will share with you what the Lord has given us. I don't know how long it'll be, but I promise it's going to be pertinent. Exodus chapter 4, verse number 2. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and just start at verse number 1, just to be thorough. And it reads as thus. It says, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, the Lord hath not appeared unto thee. Verse number 2 says, and the Lord said unto him, what is in thine hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And put forth his hand, and he caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. That they may believe, verse number 5 says, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. Okay, I want to stop right there. Stop right there just because I feel like the Lord is going to share some things with us. It's just those short, few short verses. As I was driving, Mr. Kaiser, the Lord began to share with me about rearranging the plan. And so I looked at some things earlier today, and I thought that was what God was going to cause us to go and to share. And as I began to drive, the Lord said to me, he said, sometimes I saw a Facebook post earlier, and the young lady said, she said, your life will change sometimes at the drop of a dime. And I begin to share with her through her Facebook status that sometimes it may even change before the dime hits the floor. But as long as we stay focused, God has got us, God's got our back. And that was a while ago I responded to that Facebook status. But for some reason, that status came back up in my heart. And the Lord began to share with me. He says, there is nothing that you're faced with, hallelujah, that I have not already equipped you to deal with. When the scripture says, behold, all things are working together for them who love God and are called according to his purpose. In other words, I have allowed everything to happen to you to manifest what I've already said concerning you. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So in other words, when he asked Moses, what's in your hand? Moses had already had this rod in his hand. Let me go back and give you a little history. Moses, some of you know, prior to this, was considered a son of Pharaoh because he grew up in the house of Pharaoh. Now, while Moses was in the house of Pharaoh,
He did not have a rod in his hand. He may as well had a scepter, but not a rod. But when Moses began, when his life began to change, and Moses began to walk in the line of what God had destined for his life, he changed what was in his hand. My God, today, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! Man, I hope y'all catching this. So then Moses had already changed what was in his hand because of what he aligned himself with his father-in-law, Jethro. My God, today, my God, I'm telling you, when you begin to get in line with what God has said concerning your life, he'll change what's in your hand. And the problem that I wanted to point out to us tonight is that sometimes we don't value what God has already put in our hand. Sometimes we're looking for some outside entity or for God to change what we see or some miraculous happening to happen in order for the miracle, change, deliverance, and breakthrough to happen, not knowing that the things that we sometimes need is already in our hands. You've already got the keys to the kingdom. And you're sitting around looking for a different set of keys. Looking for a new word from the Lord, but the Lord already gave you the word. You're looking for some new infusion of power, but it's already in you. Notice Jesus does not say, behold, I'm going to give you power to tread on serpents. He says, behold, I give you power. It's a constant giving. Aya, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's a constant giving. The more you open yourself up to, the more he gives you. My God, hallelujah. That's why the old folks says you can't beat God giving. Because he is constantly giving to you more and more and more and more. Because when he had the thought about you, he already gave it to you. My God, today. Because he said, behold, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. And because I know the thoughts that I have for you, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So I had already given you what you needed. Maybe you need a little more. The older you got and the more away from me you got away and the more things you went through. But behold, I had already given you because I knew the thoughts I already had for you before you went through what you went through. I already had an idea. I already had a plan. I already had a map. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I knew your ending before your beginning happened. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. So I'm trying to ask you one more time, what's in your hand? Don't discount what God has already given you. Don't discount what's already on the inside of you. My mother used to sing a song that says, I've got a river of life, hallelujah, flowing down, hallelujah, flowing down in me. It makes the lame to walk, hallelujah, and the blind to see. It opens prison doors and it sets the captive free. I've got a river of life flowing down in me. I'm trying to tell somebody, you've got some things on the inside of you that you're ignoring, that you're discounting, that you're not paying attention to. But God, let the power that's on the inside manifest in my life today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses told him, listen, they won't believe in me. No matter what I say, they may not trust what I say. He actually said, what's in your hand? Sometimes you're trying to convince people of some things, and God is saying, use what I gave you. You're trying to give them words, and sometimes words won't help, and you get frustrated because you're trying to talk to people, and God is saying, use what's in your hand. He says, cast that rod down, and it turns into a serpent. It seems weird, Apostle Elect, that God would use a serpent, my God, to get his point across. And I'm trying to tell somebody, what you seem to be scared of, God's going to use to get his point across. Seems to be, that could be dangerous. Or a threat. God's going to cause that thing, my God, to get his promise. And his words, his affirmation, proven through your life. Moses got scared because it was a snake. Don't be scared of what's in your hand. Don't be scared of what God's getting ready to use you to do. Don't be scared of what God's getting ready to show you. He said they're going to know that the God of their fathers has appeared unto you. To take your hand and put it within your bosom came out leprous, and told them, put it back in there. Came out again, it was whole. He says, hey, listen, if they don't believe you on the first one, they'll believe you on the second one. He began to show Moses one thing after another to show them in case they didn't believe. But all of it started with him asking a simple question, what's in your hand? Tonight, I didn't know how long this was going to be. I promise you, I feel the Holy Ghost telling me I'm done already. I want to ask somebody tonight, hallelujah, what's in your hand? Are you using what God has already put down on the inside of you? Old things are passed away. But it says, but all things have become new.
Amen.
That is important because who you are is who God made you. God's going to sanctify your characteristics, your character, and your disposition.
Thank you.
What he changes is your spirit man, not your utility. Hallelujah. You're still the same funny person. He's just going to sanctify your comedy.
You better say it.
Laughter does good like a medicine.
Thank you.
We're looking for God to make us a different person. No. He's going to wash. Hallelujah, my God. He's going to wash what he put inside of you. Sin made it dirty. Sin made it old because the wages of sin is death. But God's going to wash. Hallelujah, my God,
hallelujah.
Today. God's going to wash what he put inside of you.
Yes, Lord.
My God, I've got use of you. I've got need of you. I'm going to ask you one more time, what's in your hand? You're looking around for somebody to help you do something or somebody to verify or somebody to validify what God already told you. He's asking you, what's in your hand?
Glory to God.
Have you used what I've already given you? Have you taken advantage of what I've already put on the inside of you? Are you speaking the word I already gave you? Are you praying the prayer I told you to pray? gave you? Are you singing the song, or are you putting your heart? You asking God for new wine, and you ain't used the wine he already gave you. Asking him for new oil, and you ain't used the oil he already gave you. What's in your hand? That's my question tonight. You want to be used. What are you using? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I'm done. I know it wasn't long, but I just wanted to share that with you. I believe that's the whole medicine cabinet full. What's in your hand? Father, tonight, I pray that we no longer discount or discredit what you put on the inside of us. I come against low self-esteem. I come against low confidence tonight. And, Father, I pray that you cause us to walk in the confidence that you give, that you are our Lord and our Savior. And those that you called, you qualified. And for this, we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, I pray tonight. It is so, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. What in your hand? Oh, my God. That is a lot. That is a lot. When we sit back and just look at all that God has put in us from before we came to our senses and came back to his team. What's in your hand? Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for the man of God releasing on tonight. Thank you, prophet, for releasing on tonight. I think that's going to sit in me for a little while. What's in your hand? What God already put in there, he just going to wash it. Some of y'all know we need to go and get on a pre-soak schedule. We don't just need to be washed. Let God pre-soak us in. What's in our hand? God, I thank you for the word on tonight. Is there anyone else who would like to give a testimony or just give confidence to themselves of what the man of God has released in us? What I mean by confidence, believe in yourself. He showed us what God said. What's in your hand? Please speak now. The lines are open.
Amen. This is Cecilia, prophet, as usual. A strong word, an awesome word, a word that reminded us to know that God has already put so much in us. And like you said, we're looking to the left or right, here, east, north, south, looking for someone to give us something or to help us when God has already given us what we needed in our hands and he switched. What we used to have is not working right now. Oh, my God. For such a time as this. Awesome word, man of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Thank you, Apostle-elect Cecilia. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
God bless the saints. We have been encouraged tonight. We've been encouraged by the word. Prophet, we've been encouraged to take a personal inventory and look closely at what we've already been blessed with, what he's already done, what he's already placed in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, even the songs he has given us. That really hit me hard. I thank God for you. I thank God for you and for your dedication to listening to his voice and teaching us to listen to him. Be blessed. Thank you so much for sharing with us on tonight.
Thank you, Minister Margot, for your words. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight? Well, man of God, this is Minister Sylvia again. I'm going to say, I was listening to Apostle Elect talk and Minister Margot talk, I just kept hearing when you said that Moses got scared at what God turned the rod into. He got scared because God had used a snake The same thing that was used to trick Eve, God used it to let Moses see he can use anything. God, I thank you for the word that was released on the night. Don't be scared of what God is putting in your hand and telling you to release it. And then you see what it is, and you get scared. Just stay focused and continue to trust God and allow him to use whatever it is in your hand to get the job done that God has called us to do. God, I thank you. As Apostle Elect say, a strong word. As Minister Margo say, we've been enlightened on tonight. I thank God for the word. Man of God, is there anything else you want to share with us about tonight's lesson or whatever you have coming up? Please share with us at this time if you have time to do so.
I'm going to let this alone because it's stirring in my soul so strong. As you were talking, I was reminded that he asked the man with the withered hand to stretch forth his hand. My God, today. Reason being, because the healing was already in his hand. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. All he had to do was stretch forth what was in his hand. And you'll be surprised how God will anoint your reach. Hallelujah. If you just stretch forth your hand, there is something in your hand that God wants to use. Let me leave that thing alone. Let me leave that thing alone. I love you tonight. Be blessed. I'm driving. I may pull over and share this again because it's so strong. It's stirring in my soul, hallelujah, so strongly. There are some things on the inside of us that God is going to use. As you also said, woman of God, God's going to take that thing that once tricked you. My God, and set you free with it. Let me leave that thing alone. God bless you tonight. Be blessed.
I receive it. I receive it. I thank God. For a lot of the listeners that's listening in live or that's going to listen in the archives, you have to understand that a lot of things we've done in life and a lot of people are ashamed or scared to let it be known or show that they was once a jokester or once a person that did certain things. They don't know that gift they was using to do whatever they was doing, God is sanctifying that gift. God is going to use those jokes to make people laugh. God is going to use whatever you was doing to bring people back because the man of God told us and showed us what God said, lay it down. And then said, not pick it up by the hand, not grab it by the hair. He said, pick it up by the tail. Well, God is going to tell us to pick something up by the rear end, the bottom part, and it's going to be for his glory, for his glory. I'm telling you, I received that thing in my spirit. So, God, all I can do is just open my hands up and say, here they are, God. Release it. Show me what's in my hand, God. We got to get back to saying, God, give me your gift. Show me your gift. God, give me your dreams. Show me your dreams. God, give me your verbiage so I can speak what you speak. God, give me your eyes so I can see what you see. God, give me your ears so I can hear what you hear, and I can hear you when you're talking to me. God, give me your heart so I can love the way you love. We got to get so back into that place that when God put in our hands for his use, we got to get so in that place we just say, I know that when I trust God and allow God to openly and operate honestly in my life, people going to know that I've been spoken to and I've been in the presence of God. I don't want to be a place saint or how they say, fake it till you make it. No, I want to be a real saint. I want the Spirit of God to show up and come out of me and people hear it and see it. In my life, I want to be real about it. God, they may not believe me, but God, once you take over, they're going to believe and know that God has sent me. God has sent me. God is sending me. God is using me. God, I thank you. I thank you for the word on tonight. I'm just so in love with the word of God that each time is spoken, is taught, something breaks loose, something breaks off of me because I'm giving God total control. God, what's in my hand? Ooh, my Lord. I'm encouraging everybody to go back in the archives and listen to this. I can't wait for the man of God to share it on Facebook because I want to see it. I want to hear it again, and I want to share it so others can be blessed by it. What's in your hand? He said that he thought it was going to be rearranging the plan. When he said, what's in your hand, he did rearrange the plan. Because what I was using before, you know, you remember when we were kids and we would put the Elmer's glue in our hands and let it dry and we'd peel it off. And you could see the little prints in your hand and the little lines and everything when you peel it off. Just imagine that, that what we got in our hand now, when we was using it for our thing, God has peeled it off. And now he's using it for his glory because now we have a new handprint, and it's stamped with Jesus on it. Everything we do, when we throw our hands up, people should be seeing Jesus in the palm of our hand. That we're showing you that we're operating by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've been in his presence. He has stamped me. What's in my hand? God, I thank you for that. I thank you. I thank you. I don't want to try to re-preach it. I'm just telling you what I got out the program tonight. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. That's a place right there for you all to just join in the worship of God and saying, telling him, thank you for what's in your hands. Thank you for releasing. Thank you, God, for doing something with something that once scared us. As the man of God said, we don't have to be scared no more. All we got to do is just allow God to have control. What's in my hand, God? Oh, God, I thank you. I glorify you. I magnify you, oh, God. I thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word on tonight, God. So just know I can ask you to release what's in my hand. Let me throw it down, God, so that you can use it. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Whatever the gift is, oh God, let us use it for your glory, oh God. For your glory. I thank you all for tuning in on tonight, for listening to the program, for allowing the man of God to stir us up in the body of Christ, allowing the man of God to release something in our spirit that's going to help us with our walk in Christ. I just thank you all for just taking the time out on this Friday night, knowing that this is the season for love, and that man released some love on us tonight. What's in your hand? Oh, just know God is releasing it. Please come back and join us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And then you can come back Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be the third Monday, and our speaker for this Monday coming up will be our own Minister Margot McCord, who will get to speak to us on Valentine's Day. Look at that. So you don't have no reason not to spend time with God on Valentine's Day, we got the word for you at 8 p.m. Please join in. And next Friday, which will be the 18th, we will be back here on Blog Talk and Facebook Live at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I'm going to see if God is going to allow me to bring a guest on. I'm just trusting God that something's going to happen with our programs on this week, that every night that's coming up from Sunday, Monday, and Friday, I'm trusting God that somebody's going to get delivered and saved again. And that's all I just want you all to know. The door of the church is always open. You know how somebody say the doors of the church is open? They're open now. No, the doors of the church is always open. Just throw your hands up and say, Father God, I repent of all my sins. God, come into my life. God, help me to realize you even the more. I need you to even the more, God. I've done all I can. I've done all I know. But, God, now I need to do it your way. Open my mind that I can do things the way you say do it. God, send me to a Bible teaching church that's going to teach me what thus said the Lord. And everything else will come. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, which says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you don't believe me, you should have your Bible in your hand right now. Turn to it. Matthew 6:33. I'll give you 5 seconds so we can read it again together. Okay, here we go. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't shorthand God. He didn't shorthand us on tonight. He said, what's in your hand? So with all of those notices being there, please come back and join in later for the archive service to rehear it just in case you missed it. The lesson tonight was from Exodus verses 1 through 6, but the key verse 2. He told Moses, what's in your hand? So with that being said, we're going to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Keep God first. Keep God always, and make sure God is your center of attraction. Amen. Good night, everyone.